Sunrise Radio Podcast.
This week and throughout the summer, 11,000 volunteer members of the Royal Lifesaver Society will be doing all they can to cut the numbers of unavoidable deaths from drowning. Lee Hurd is from the Royal Lifesaver Society.
Drowning in children is the third highest cause of accidental death in the UK, and that leads to more than 400 people drowning every year. Sometimes that can go up. And it is actually the third highest cause of accidental death worldwide as well, so it just goes to show, although people might not think it's a problem, unfortunately it is.
And Lee, these are deaths that could be avoided.
Yes, absolutely. With the basic knowledge and with a bit of technique training, they could definitely be saved.
I know alongside teaching people life-saving skills, a key aspect of your volunteers' work in trying to help reduce avoidable deaths from drowning is to educate us about the SAFE code. For those of us that don't know it, spell it out for us.
The SAFE code is S, which is spot the dangers. So if you are around water, make sure you're aware of the dangers around you, possibly swim at lifeguarded beaches so you know you're safe and somebody's watching you. A, which is advice. Take advice from those lifeguards. Read the signs and stuff around water. And if there's any rescue equipment, make sure you're around that equipment so that you can use it should you need it. F is for friends. A fundamental thing is make sure you're not on your own. The drown statistics tell us that a lot of people do drown when they're on their own because they haven't got someone to raise the alarm or they're in a situation where nobody can help them out. And finally, E, which is know what to do in an emergency. So you can either call the emergency services or you have the fundamental skills which we teach the Royal Life Centre Society to just maybe pull someone outside. Safer from the side.
Across West Yorkshire, Manchester and Glasgow, this is Sunrise Radio on FM, DAB, online, mobile, tablet and TV.